He's an author, a chef, CEO of Real Meal Revolution, and now he's launched a food transformation coaching program and joins me in the studio. Hi.
Thanks, Melanie. Welcome to the show. It's great. Yeah, good to be back. Thank you.
What is food transformation?
So food transformation is my take on rewiring your relationship with food. So it's and so it's transforming your mind and your body in the context of food, if that sums it up properly. It's a huge term.
Because we've understood over the years that going on a diet is a short-term solution.
Yeah, and diets don't generally work over, you know, most diet companies will tell you that their churn rate or their like sort of average retention is between 8 and 12 weeks. So all of these diets actually work if you stick to them. The problem is people don't know how to stick to the diet. So you get a lot of people who say, you know, I have an emotional relationship with food, so I need to go on a diet. It's like, you don't need to go on a diet. You need to actually, you know, work on the emotional relationship, and then whatever diet you choose will actually work, which is also debatable, sorry.
And this more holistic look really also comes from the fact that you've faced your own challenges yourself.
Yes.
And you've been on Cape Talk before talking about your swim from Mozambique to Madagascar. You quit drinking. Talk a little bit about how that changed your own mindset.
Yeah, in fact, so this program is the sort of culmination of all the stuff I've been through. So I'm 35 this year. So basically from about high school, I started, you know, reassessing everything. You know, I came from a broken home. There was addiction. In fact, in high school, I sort of had no self-respect and my nickname was Trash because I kind of lived into this trash persona. And it was like my like defense mechanism, I guess, but it was a strong persona. So, you know, from there, I found love for food, became a chef and realized I could be good at something. And then just realized that I could continue pushing myself to see where the boundaries lay. So, you know, I swam from Robben Island, I mean, to Cape Town. I did some half marathons, did Ironman. I went back and did matric math so I could do a degree in accounting. And then obviously wrote this book with Prof Noakes and assembled like my first real business deal.
Started a family.
Yeah, started a family and then did the swim from Mozambique to Madagascar. So this whole, my whole life to now has been all about transformation. And obviously my career has been in food. And with watching the transformations that people went through, you know, through Real Meal Revolution, you know, I wanted to bring the same internal transformation that I'd experienced into the lives of people who were trying desperately to stick to, you know, the keto or low carb diet but didn't know how. So I did a coaching course last year, which was intense, sort of got you from the inside out. And what that did was enabled me to turn, you know, all of my own life lessons into actual tools that I can use to empower other people to have the same transformations.
And so now it's about a coaching program that you offer. Limited though,
yes,
because
yeah.
It's very much one-on-one.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm doing this outside of my normal day job, which is to be the CEO at Real Meal Revolution. It's definitely a side project, but yeah, I'm looking at merging it into Real Meal at some point as a bigger thing, you know, doing events and hopefully having coaches underneath me delivering the same program to lots of people.
With Real Meal, is the momentum still there after the rush, you know, when it first came out? And
yeah, it's an interesting question. I think Banting, if you look at Google Trends, which is where you go to see like, you know, the real hard cutting stats, Banting has definitely followed a very long fad trend. So I wouldn't say it was a fad diet because it's lasted quite long and they're established brands in the Banting space. But it isn't nearly as popular as it was in 2014 and 15. Keto and low carb are both on the upward trajectory, and keto in particular, which is basically another word for Banting. It's a super low carb diet. Keto is, you know, if you look at the graph over the last year, it's sort of sitting at about 60 degrees or even higher. It's just pointing straight upwards and not showing any signs of slowing down. So it's still on the rise. Banting as, you know, Banting slowing down, but the principle is increasing.
I mean, it's a mindset change. in order to live that banting kind of life in terms of it and transforming that entire relationship with food.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm sure that some of the feedback that you've gotten, because it also came out, I believe, from clients or people that follow the Real Meal Revolution saying, my life was transformed, or my lifestyle changed.
Yeah, and it's multifaceted. Obviously, the practical things that change are the way you eat. I think when people first start, they start replacing high-carb foods with low-carb versions of the same food. But those aren't low-carb foods. They're just lower-carb foods. So you're banting breads, banting cakes. And then what you soon realize is actually that, you know, eating those every day as a replacement isn't actually good enough to get the best results. And then you have to get used to just not eating a sandwich at lunch and not whipping up a quick pasta at dinner, which is already, just on a practical level, that's quite tough. But as I said, 4 to 6 weeks later, you kind of get over it. And I think the biggest distinction I made is that, if you have a self-image of exactly what Chloe was saying, the jolly, fun-loving, champagne-loving foodie, it's very, being all strict is actually in conflict with your self-image. So you actually have to work on your self-image before you can, implement those changes permanently.
How can people find out more?
They can go check out the coaching program. Look, I put up, this is amazing, by the way, I put up johnoproudfoot.com yesterday. so it's quite fresh. So they're only like,
we're quick on the mark here, yeah, at Cape Talk.
So johnoproudfoot.com to find out about that coaching program. We offer a similar program on realmealrevolution.com, and you can have that with or without coaching, but much the same advice. So you can check out those two.
Jono Proudfoot, thank you so much.